Terry Whiteside is a principal at Whiteside & Associates. His firm analyzed rail impacts from all proposed coal export facilities in the Northwest, including two in Washington and one in Oregon. He says the northern tier of BNSF rail lines are already backed up, hurting farmers who need to ship their grain.
For the very first time in many, many years, we're faced with a situation where the 2013-14 crop will not get moved before the 2014-15 crop hits the bin. That's catastrophic.
He says the outlook for farmers could get worse, especially if coal facilities move forward with shipments from Montana to the coast.
All of the grains that we move over the Pacific Northwest, it totals up to be about 39 to 40 million tons a year. The coal will be somewhere in the 80 to 100 million tons in 5 years, and up as high as 170 million tons in 10 years.
As far as benefits for shipping more coal, proponents tout jobs and potential for exports. Gonzaga Law School's Environmental Law Clinic brought Whiteside to Spokane to present his findings. He is giving presentations Wednesday in Cheney and Sandpoint. I'm Paige Browning in Spokane.